In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Fasting has great merits and beneficial outcomes, which are often referred to in the Quran and Sunnah, or prophetic tradition. Allah Almighty enjoined it upon His servants for a month in the year, and decreed it upon them, just as He decreed it upon those who were before them. He states, O you who have believed, decreed upon you is fasting, as it was decreed upon those before you, that you may become righteous. Thus, Allah Almighty made the fasting of Ramadan an obligatory duty, binding upon every male and female Muslim, according to certain conditions, is stated in the Quran and the Sunnah. This indicates that it is an act of worship that people cannot dispense with, due to its benefits and great consequences, the good it brings about in the souls, and the power it gives to do right, to abandon what is shameful, and turn away from falsehood. Allah Almighty favors Ramadan with numerous characteristics, one of which is mentioned in the authentic narration in which the Messenger of Allah said, When Ramadan comes, the gates of paradise are opened. Hello and welcome to the program Insight with me, Esther Nanetta Blatin. When we come back, we will have the chance to speak with Raya Shaukat Fard, writer, international public speaker and consultant, and documentary producer live from Malaysia. So stay with Insight. Good day, Raya, and welcome to the show Insight.
Thank you very much. Good day. Salam alaikum.
Salam alaikum. Raya, please explain to our viewers the significance of the holy month of Ramadan and why is it called the month of mercy?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, the month of Ramadan, the significance of the month of Ramadan is the Quran. It's because the Quran was revealed in this month. First of all, we have to see the root of the Qur'an. In Arabic, it's qara'a, that means recitation or proclamation. The Qur'an, we have to realize the significance of the Qur'an itself before we understand the significance of Ramadan. That means Qur'an, we have to understand, this is the word of Allah, the speech of Allah Almighty. Proclaimed to Prophet Muhammad, given to Prophet Muhammad through Angel Gabriel. If one just were to just take a moment and really contemplate on this fact that the Quran, every word of it is a speech of Allah, then one cannot go one step further seeking guidance from anywhere, anyone else except the Quran. This is the significance of the Quran itself. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, fast this month because it is one in which Quran was sent down. So you need, Allah is answering our question. He's saying this month is significant because Quran was revealed in it. So because Quran was revealed in it, it is significant. And because it is significant, then fast. That means they're all interconnected. And it is the month of mercy because Allah says, He who observes the month of Ramadan, fast of the Ramadan, out of sincere faith and expecting the reward from Allah, his previous sins would be forgiven.
Now, Raya, it is also narrated that he who observes the fast of Ramadan out of sincere faith and expecting the reward from Allah, his previous sins would be forgiven. How do you think it's so?
Well, we have to realize that forgiveness of sin, although it's very simple and easy for Allah, we should not take it for granted. In other words, we could not have a life of commitment of sin and then just automatically think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is going to forgive it. Because He Himself is answering this question, the condition of forgiveness of sin, because He's saying, out of sincere faith, that means we have to purify ourselves, we have to purify our actions, we have to purify our acts of worship, our ways that we're dealing with people, the way we're speaking, we, more than anything else, we have to have regret for the sins that we have committed and have the resolve not to commit it again. Yani, this means that we have to come to Allah with humbleness, humility, and be really sorry for the sins that we have committed, resolve not to commit it again, and basically change our life, change whatever caused us to sin. These are the prerequisite for forgiveness of sin.
Okay. Now, another characteristic of Ramadan is that the angels beseech Allah the Almighty to conceal and erase the sins of the fasting persons. And in order for this to happen, what should we do? Do you think just fasting will do to erase our sins?
Well, you know, Allah is not in need of our hunger. Fasting is not for Him. It is basically for our own purification. If we fast, and we just feel the hunger, it's basically we have wasted our time. The fasting has many merits in it that we have to understand. We have to sincerely seek the understanding of fasting and why fasting is purification for the servant of Allah. So when we have this intention, because all actions are judged by intention, if we really sincerely have the intention to purify ourselves through fasting, then our mind, our body, our hearts, every organ of our body is tuned into this purification. When we are tuned in, then second and third and fourth steps follow. While we are striving to reach this position, angels naturally, they observe us, they follow us, they record our actions, and they say, Ya Allah, this servant of yours is sincerely seeking forgiveness from you, seeking guidance from you, forgive them. These are the conditions. Of course, there are many more, but I just, for the sake of time, I make it short.
Now, Raya, Allah the Almighty says, the month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, guidance for the people, and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. Of course, you have mentioned already about the revelation of the Quran in the first part of the program, but how do you think can we reconnect Quran, and what is the role of Quran in this holy month?
Well, as the above verse mentioned, we talked about it, that the month of Ramadan, and through which the Quran was revealed, and those who sincerely understand the Quran, they will be enlightened with guidance. What that means is that they will achieve taqwa. So what does taqwa mean? Taqwa means God consciousness. To achieve taqwa, there are many ways to achieve it. This is through self-restraint, shifting focus from worldly life to more spiritual life, being aware of one's sins and seeking forgiveness, practice of restraining foul actions and behavior and replacing it with good. And in this month, we know, I think everybody realizes, that every organ of our body is put to test. We're hungry. Our stomach feels the growl. We're hungry. We're tested with hunger. This is the worst one probably for most of us. We have to avoid seeing, hearing, speaking, or acting evil. This may not be easy for people who are just gotten used to saying whatever word comes out of their mouth, you know, they don't mean it, you know, what time are you coming? I'm coming at 5 o'clock. Well, they don't have any intention to get there at 5. They know they're not going to get there at 7 till 7 o'clock. They promise people something that they're not going to go through with it. They say things, call people by names. They are not good and respectful to their parents or their children or their family. There are so many fine lines that we can really connect to and really correct. All of these are conditions that will bring us and to achieve taqwa. Through this training, we achieve taqwa and piety, which is the fruit of fasting. So the purpose of Ramadan is to obey Allah, to obey His commandment through the exercise of fasting. So those who wish to dedicate their life for the service of Allah, it is best achieved. It seems like they go to a intensive university in the month of Ramadan. They achieve this purity. Their heart is pure. The actions are pure. And then this is through the month of Ramadan when they feel everything, because it's like an intensive course they're taking. But with the will of Allah and inshallah, all of these actions, all of this piety, this taqwa, follows them after the Ramadan, during the whole year, because now after Ramadan, they are conscious with everything they do, everything they say, every action, because they don't want to miss again and have another year to wait to repent. This becomes a continuous good action from a good and sincere Muslim.
Now, you talked about the spiritual benefits of fasting. Now, Raya, will you also tell us what do you think are the physical benefits we get from fasting and the social benefits we get from it?
Well, I studied and taught health and nutrition for about 30 years in the United States. And I found in every discipline that I entered to understand health and nutrition and purification of the body, in every discipline, fasting was prescribed in it. But of course, not fasting the way we fast. Basically, they're talking about when you give your stomach a relief from digesting food by itself. And many times they have discovered if you fast, abstain from food and drink 2 days a week, these are non-Muslims, 2 days a week, you will get incredible benefits. You have longevity, long life, you will have health, you will have diseases are destroyed, all of this. And alhamdulillah, we already observe that in Islam. Of course, I just wanted to mention just the fact that we're fasting, we're abstaining from eating for so many hours. It doesn't mean that when we break our fast, we gorge ourselves with food and drink and our stomach is filled with all this grease and everything, and then we have all these sweets afterwards, and then for suhoor we're eating a lot more stuff. This is not the fasting that it's intended to purify us. This is going to actually make us sick. We don't get any benefit, spiritual benefit, when we are doing this to ourselves. Yeah. So to really reap the proper spiritual benefit, we follow the example of our predecessors, Prophet ﷺ. He himself, we have to see how little he ate, and how little he ate, he broke his fast with. So we should eat little, just as much as long as our stomach needs it. But the social benefit that you ask, This is many, it is numerous. Number one thing for me is humiliation. I humble myself. When I'm fasting, I am not loud, I am not aggressive, we have to be, our speech, the words come out of our mouth. We cannot lie, we cannot be deceitful. We have to, you know, just basically help other people. We have to, just like every action we do, we are conscious about it. So why not extend this to the entire year? Be a servant of Allah that He is so pleased with, and we're so pleased with Him. These are the benefits. Of course, there are a lot more, but I am not sure about the time, and at this time I stop, see if you have any more questions.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot more, Raya. And I would like to thank you so much for being with us tonight. It was a pleasure talking to you. I would like to thank my guest, Raya Shaukat-Fort, writer, international public speaker and consultant, and documentary producer, who joined us live from Malaysia. I'll be right back. Muslims are called upon to use this month to re-evaluate their lives in light of Islamic guidance. We are to make peace with those who have wronged us, strengthen ties with family and friends, do away with bad habits, essentially to clean up our lives, our thoughts and our feelings. The Arabic word for fasting, or sawm, literally means to refrain, and it means not only refraining from food and drink, but from evil actions, thoughts, and words. And that's a wrap for yet another edition of Insight. Thanks for watching. Until next time, now it's goodbye for me.